Welcome to Arts Avenue with Tiffany Steele. Hi, I'm Tiffany Steele, and this is where you're getting all your info for your Otterbein University campus's arts that go on every weekend that we have around here. And today, we're talking a little bit about Festival 2018, It's Up to Art. If you did not get to see it, it was this past weekend, January 19th and 20th, at the Otterbein Campus Center Pitt Theater. It was free for all students and parents and adults, whoever wanted to come. And what is it? It is a two different nights of student written, directed, performed, and product works. So fundamental to the festival committee's vision this year were two principles, diversity and the power of art. This year, they decided to expand on festival's mission and bringing Otterbein's community closer together by hosting a canned food drive for the Promise House on Otterbein's campus. It was called Festival It's Up to Art, and it was a very big interpretation of what art means to everybody within the cast and production company and choreographers, directors, and everything else. If you did not get to see it, you kind of missed out because I got to see both nights. It was really good. And I know it was sold out Saturday night. Friday night was just as big of a crowd. So we have the company manager here to talk with her about what was this process, what was it like, what does it really mean to be a festival, and what can you look forward to for next year. Elise Woods is a junior BA theater and creative writing major, and she is the company manager for Festival. Hi, Elise. How
are
you doing?
Hi, I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
So I got to say, congratulations on
Thank
the
you.
Performances. They were so good.
Thank
Moving,
you.
Sad, happy, funny.
Yep, the whole shebang.
You went through so many emotions in just like 2 hours
yeah.
of sitting there. What did you think? Like, what can you take away? What are you most proud of?
I was really proud. It was a really, really strong weekend of work. It was really exciting to see the finished products. We had a lot of diversity this year. We had live music and choreography. We had a mime piece and lots of short plays, poetry. So it was really exciting to see the finished product.
That's so exciting. How long have you guys been working on this?
The committee has been working since November.
Okay.
And then rehearsals began in January.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So about 3 weeks,
yeah,
4 weeks
intensely.
All,
yes,
all that together.
Yes.
That's amazing to me. I watched, like I said, I went Friday night, and I went through the gauntlet of emotions. I will say that I don't cry at performances either.
Mm-hmm.
And like when I'm standing, I'm like, oh my gosh, like I'm holding my friend's hand, like I don't know if I'm gonna make it through this.
Oh yeah.
But it was so funny. Like I didn't see Saturdays, but I got to see Friday nights.
Mm-hmm.
There were pieces that were hilarious to watch, and there were pieces that were so. Getting into the core of like certain deeper human feelings
mm-hmm.
and harsher
mm-hmm.
subjects that are hard to like watch.
Mm-hmm.
The dance was great. It was so
sure, yeah.
I don't even know. It was so out there and different.
Oh yeah.
That it worked just perfectly together. But whoever wasn't there, I wish you could see it. I don't know. I think I heard there was recordings of it.
There are recordings.
Mm-hmm. So maybe you can go check that out. Maybe they'll put it up somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
But it's definitely something that makes me want to watch it. Like next year I would want to
oh,
come
yeah.
back as a senior. Obviously I'd have to come back. And it's free for the audience. Tell us a little
oh, yeah.
about that and the canned food drive.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so festival is always free. We just want friends, family, students to come in, support other students' work. And then this year we had a canned food drive that we are donating all of what we collected to the Promise House. We got a lot of donations, so we were really grateful for that. And we did that because we wanted to expand festival to kind of use this energy and these two nights that people come together and create something even more tangible, even more beneficial to the community. So we had a donation and collected different canned foods, and that was really exciting and something new for festival.
That's really exciting, and hopefully you can continue on with that tradition.
Mm-hmm.
I know the committees change every year,
yep.
so I don't know if you'll be on it, but hopefully whatever committee comes next continues on.
Absolutely.
Well, tell us a little bit, for those of you, I know I explained in the beginning what festival is and everything like that, but what I find amazing is that all of this was student work.
Mm-hmm.
Watching it, how they came up with these ideas, how they just wrote it out, and like, let's just give it a shot. I think that's the best part about it. What do you think?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes. In November, the committee sent out a submission form for people to submit ideas, whether it be dance concepts, short plays, poetry, music, anything like that. And we go through the submissions, talk about them, see what would work, what we think we could do. And then, of course, we produce them. We have directors who interview, choreographers who interview. Then we hold auditions. Then we cast our actors, and then we have a company. And then starting in January, we come back a week early before classes begin and start rehearsals and get moving and have the show up 2 weeks later.
That's great. You're moving and grooving.
Oh, yeah.
2 weeks later. from watching it, do you have a favorite piece? I know you're very involved with all of it, and there's no bias here or anything, but I know one of my favorites was on Friday night, the murder scene.
Oh, yeah. The mime piece.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my gosh. It was so funny.
Oh, yeah.
And just, like, watch. It was one of those old cartoons.
Right.
That you would watch, and, like, just run in and out and disappear.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, that just was so good. What about you?
Yeah. I love that one. I loved all of them, all for all different reasons, of course. I loved Abigail Isom's dance piece. Mm-hmm. She did choreography to not music, but to interviews of her friends and family, and asked different questions about themselves. And she choreographed a dance to it. And it was really stunning. And I'd never seen anything like that. So I love all of them. But that one has a special place for me, I think.
Place.
Yeah.
Now, what compared to, were there differences between Friday and Saturday? Like, I know we talked before, you said, you know, there are some glitches that happen between the show, but that's to be expected. Nothing's ever going to go
live theater,
perfectly.
Right.
so what could the audience expect if they didn't go to Friday? What did they miss Saturday? If they didn't go Saturday, what did they miss Friday?
Right. We did our best to kind of make both nights very diverse. Saturday night was a little bit heavier in terms of like time and content. It was a little bit longer because we did have live music that was original, composed by an Otterbein student, which was really exciting.
That's very cool.
And then we also had a film on Saturday night. So just a lot more technical stuff going on Saturday night. And we had a lot of dance on Saturday night as well. But yeah, I think both nights were pretty exciting.
That's exciting. And what can you take away? Now that this experience is over, you can breathe. You're done. You can take a relaxing break right now. What's the best thing, or like, what's the lessons that you could take in from this experience?
Sure. Yeah. Well, it was wonderful. It was a lot of hard work, but I was really thankful for the work of the committee and all of our crew. We had a wonderful crew, stage managers, and of course the company and our faculty support as well. I think what I've learned is when you're putting together a bunch of different works and new works, you have to kind of anticipate needing extra time for some pieces, because we did have, like, the mime piece, the murder scene. They were creating their material in rehearsals because they needed the collaboration of each actor. Mm-hmm. So sometimes they needed a little more time to work through that content. The orchestra piece needed a lot more technical support. So just kind of anticipating, you know, who needs what, and being flexible around that, I think, was really, really important. And I think every festival kind of experiences that. But that was really, really a good learning experience for me.
Okay. And what would you say in the future? Obviously, we've seen festival before. We've seen it now. What was the difference between festival before and now? But also, what can we expect from festivals in the future?
Ooh. I think this festival was different, again, because we had the canned food drive, so we kind of had, like, a bigger commitment to the community, I think. Also, we really focused on inclusion and diversity. We wanted to give as many voices as possible, include as many authors and writers and dancers as possible, to be produced and shown and shared with the community. And I hope that continues on in festival in the future. Each committee kind of gets to choose their own mission and their own approach. So I think that's also a really cool thing, is that it changes every year. But I'd love to see, again, like a little something extra, whether it be a canned food drive or donations or something, anything like that, just to bring Otterbein closer together.
And as we've said, art brings a lot of people closer, closer together. It doesn't matter who you are or what you like or not. It's so up in the air, and it can be so abstract. You may not like one piece, but you'll like the other one. And hopefully, as you said before, anyone at Otterbein can get involved.
Absolutely.
So hopefully we see that in the next year.
Mm-hmm.
Are you going to be involved in the next year?
I will hopefully be graduating in December, so probably not, but not. We'll see. Yeah.
Well, good luck to everything that you are
doing.
Thank you. Thank you for coming in with us.
Of course.
We very much appreciate it. And for those of you who did not get to see Festival 2018, it's okay. There may be some videos out that you get to see, but you can always check it out. Festival 2019. Get involved. Go ahead and submit any idea that you have. It can be anything you want. We want people involved. And hopefully you can still come and see all the other stuff that's happening on Otterbein's campus with the musicals and music and everything else. Thank you, Elise, for coming in with us today.
Thank you.
I'm Tiffany, and you have been listening to Arts Avenue. Don't look too hard, might hurt yourself. Known to get the color red, the blues. I'm a dangerous man with some money in my pocket. Keep up.